salvation, deliverance from the curse of sin into abundant eternal life. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Acts 4:12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Revelation 20:15 says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." So what is salvation? First and foremost, it's freedom. From punishment, from guilt, from bondage. It's wholeness in spirit, in mind, in body, in life. It's relationship with God, with fellow believers, with friends, with enemies. Who is salvation for? John 3:16 says it so well. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And then Revelation 22:17 says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that hear say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." How is salvation received? Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Romans 10:9 says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Is there any other route to salvation other than Jesus Christ? John 14:6 says, "Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts 4:12. How is salvation maintained? Hebrews 12:2, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So he is the finisher of our faith. How is salvation manifested? Philippians 2:12 says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Romans 12:2 says, "Then be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Ephesians 4:23, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Philippians 2:5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." 1 Peter 1:13, "Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Jesus is salvation. He is grace. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke 2:14. Matthew 10:34 says, "Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I am come not to send peace, but a sword." John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Let me speak for a second on the day of visitation. One aspect of ministry, whether it be teaching, preaching, witnessing, etc., is that no one comes to God on their own. It is by invitation only. The word must be planted and the Spirit must germinate it. When that happens, then an individual may choose to accept the invitation or not. John 16:8 says, "And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." Acts 2:37, "Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" 1 Peter 2:12 says, "Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation." The day of visitation is that moment when the Spirit reveals the truth of the Word of God to an individual. By taking the word of the gospel which the sinner has heard, the Holy Spirit produces conviction. For a believer, confession is the response to the conviction. The response of the Holy Spirit to confession is the conversion of the believer, the new birth.